Rockin' Radio.
The rhythmic log changed while you were in the solo room. They're going to communicate.
Communicate?
They have a condition. We must agree to shut down everything that scans. Only radio can stay hot.
Let's go.
Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs
Radio! It's a gag. It's a prank. It's a fake.
I don't think so, sir. As you're well aware, we've been receiving these signals for the past 3 days now. It's progressively stronger and always the same rhythmic log. And the readout has been confirmed by the 8600 transponder.
The final message? Just those three words?
Well, I know it's crazy.
Lost Discs Radio.
Get it? These code words are known by the hippie crowd.
You mean you not only play the sweet potato, you also grow them?
Right.
What's going on here?
Early one Sunday, well anyway, early for me, as I slid from my double bed, what could I see? Standing outside as the night turned to dawn, there was a man who I didn't know digging my lawn. Was it her husband I pondered, or was he a crook? Why was he taking car numbers down in a book? I started to ring and I rung 99. Nine you must not, she said. She was half German, half out of bed. Which half was which doesn't have to be said.
Smooth, cheerful insanity of Giles, and Fripp kicking off yet another insane edition of Lost Discs Radio. That's right. We all know. Now, Chesty, look, Chesty, our graduate, sometime graduate intern, is sitting over there off mic, although she's getting a microphone now, and she's going to lay it on you. Now, Chesty, you lay it on him.
Right? What am I laying on him?
She's ringing her bell, folks. Well, you're playing on them because, we all know that, you know, Giles, and Fripp, you know, the Giles brothers, Peter and Davey there, whoever they were, and then Robert Fripp.
They're all guitarists.
One of them's a drummer there, the guy on the smooth jazz drum. Anyway.
That's what that
is. Of course, then they went on to do what? They went with Ian McDonald and Greg Lake to form what super group in the early 70s?
King Crimson.
That's right. See, Chesty's hip. Huh?
That was kind of smooth, though. King Crimson.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You could see.
No comparison.
There's no comparison.
Almost no comparison. But anyway, it's true,
but it was
folks.
Nice. I enjoyed it, though.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Chesty. That's the kind of thing that's going to be going on now for about the next hour. I'm telling you right now, everybody, just prepare. Chesty, prepare yourself.
I have a question, Jimmy.
Wait, prepare yourself, Chesty, because this show is going to run long. I'm warning you. I've got too much music to play tonight and too many things to talk about, and I'm not cutting anything. So if it runs past top of the hour and they cut us off at the transmitter, well, that's fine, you know. But if it gets over the air, that's great. And I know the guys, at least over at Rockin' Radio, will probably let it go the whole thing. All right, what's the question there?
I want to know if I'm allowed to drink wine during the radio show.
It depends on what kind of wine.
Because, you know, usually it's a beer night.
You know, usually it's Doc that does all the whining here. Chesty, but you can
he's
have a
not
glass.
Around, so we can talk about him.
What, you got a crisp Saval going?
I have a nice, cool white wine.
You do.
For the end of summer here.
Hey, all right, Chesty, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna get into some stuff here, and then when we come back, we're gonna get Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh, PA. But before we do anything else, you know, good old what's-his-name died, and we didn't get to talk about it. Back, like, in the late spring, good old Jimmy Dean died, and we weren't able to really to talk about it because we were doing special themed shows there for the guys at Rockin' Radio. But now we're going to talk about it right now. You know, y'all remember, here's the big hit, right, from the guy from the Sausage Factory. John. Right, y'all remember this one? Big John. Swinging at the hip.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six,
packing a piece,
245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
Yeah.
And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Yeah, right? All right, well, I remember that. Okay, well, we're not really going to pay tribute to him at all. In the sense that we're going to hear from a completely different Big Bad John. That's right, folks. It's the Out of Sight Sounds of Big John Hamilton on the Minaret record label tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
I dripped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm behind the range with buffalo. Me Big Bad John. They call me Big Bad John. They call me Big Bad John. I don't give a if they do. You know I walked in the room with my coat 45. Saw my baby sitting with this guy. I shot him once, I shot her twice. Big Bad John, they call me Big Bad John. Hold on. They call me Big Bad John. I don't give a if they do.
It'll make you love better, it'll make you feel better, and it's even legal.
The folk history of America is the history of its heroes. Big working men like John Henry, Paul Bunyan, and Big Bad John. But today I'd like to introduce a new folk hero. He didn't work in a mine or on a railroad or any of those strenuous occupations. He worked in a beauty salon, and his name was Bruce. Well, at the beauty salon, every morning at 10, Big Bruce arrived and kind of tiptoed in. He wore bell-bottom pants and a polka-dot tie, and whenever he spoke, it was just to say, "Hi, Big Bruce." Bad Bruce. Everyone knew when he swished into town, you could smell his perfume from miles around. He stood 6 foot five and weighed 106, with a with a curl in his hair and a smile on his lips. Big Bruce. Big old Bruce. The boys all say he's from Abilene, where he had a social group called the Lone Star Queens. Some say Hollywood or Beverly Hills, where he got arrested for passing $3 bills. That's Bruce. Dumb old Bruce. Then came the day of that terrible fire. Something went wrong in the number 5 dryer. Into the chaos of those matronly dames went Big Bad Bruce, or just a fan in the flames. Big Bruce. Big Bad Brucey Woosie. Well, the flames grew higher and the fire got worse, and someone heard Brucey cry, "Mercy, I forgot my purse!" Into a fire with a squeal and a shout. We waited an hour, but he never came out. Poor Bruce. Poor old Bruce. Where that salon once stood, there's a grocery store. But his name will live forevermore in the annals of time and in the hall of fame as the gay young cat who went down in flames. Big Bruce. You might say this has been kind of a fairy tale.
Which side are you on?
We're pretty mad.
Sure are.
Sorry, guys. We're idiots, I guess.
Okay, we'll do the announcer's tests only because we want to see if you can remember it. Okay? The announcer's test. One hen, two ducks. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity towards procrastination and sloth. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, nine apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity towards procrastination and sloth, 10 lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep who all stall around the corner of the quo, the quay, the quivy, all at the same time.
Speak clearly. Do you mumble? Do you say, or is it, is your speech cluttered with the, with, or is it, do you say, the, do you mumble, with, do you say, do you speak, or is it, cluttered with clearly, the, is your speech sharp and clean and clearly, or is it sharp and clean and bright?
One hen,
one hen,
one hen, two ducks,
one hen, two ducks,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese,
four limerick oysters,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese,
four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters,
five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers,
one hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters,
five corpulent porpoises,
six pairs of Don Alverzo's tweezers,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array.
Two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters. Limerick oysters,
5 Cobblin' porpoises,
6 pairs of Donald Basil squeezes,
7,000 mats of Dorians in full battle array,
8 brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt,
1 hen, 2 ducks, 3 squawking geese, 4 Limerick oysters,
5 Cobblin' porpoises,
6 pairs of Donald Basil squeezes,
7,000 mats of Dorians in full battle array,
8 brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, 9 apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity to procrastination and slot.
1 hen, 2 ducks, 3 squawking geese, 4 limerick oysters,
5 cobbling porpoises,
6 pairs of Donald Basil squeezes,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array,
8 brass monkeys from the ancient sacred grips of Egypt, 9 apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity to procrastination and slot. 10 lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep who haul stall around the corner of the quo of the quay of the queasy at the very same time.
1 hen, 2 ducks, 3 squawking geese, 4 limerick oysters,
5 cobbling porpoises,
6 pairs of Donald Basil tweezers,
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array,
8 brass monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, 9 apathetic, sympathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a mock propensity to procrastination and slop. 10!
Lyrical, spherical, diabolical denizens of the deep pool hall stall around the corner of the quo of the gray of the queasy at the very same time.
The other side sounds of the Blue Chips giving it to you here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. That's true. New York City vocal group there. Produced, now this is important to know, you know, improved by the Brill Building legends Hugo and Luigi. Okay, that's it. They produced Elvis and all kind of crazy people back in the day, man. They were big time stuff there. Of course, Blue Chips never hitting the charts with anything, though. But there they were on the Groove record label. Yes, we were playing the 45 on that, folks. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of action. And then, of course, Steve Greenberg was in there. Yeah, on the Trip record label. Right? That was a trip. Big Bruce. Big Bruce.
That was amusing.
Took that to number 97 on the charts back in 1969. Right? And then, of course, we kicked off that set with a good old Big John Hamilton with Big Bad John.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can I, that soulful version of Big Bad John?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, regular Lost Discs radio people know that I like my organ, but yeah. They might not know that I enjoy a lot of sax, too. That's right. Some nice sax action there.
Oh, boy. Folks, you know.
Speaking of sax, do you have Joe Stax?
You know, no, hold on. Before we get into that whole, but just back up there. Because people, when Chesty starts talking that way, what you should do is you should get on the computer and drop us an email. Okay? For those of you listening on the shortwave radio, we are live tonight. It is August 28th, 2010. Right, you digging that? So if you're getting this, you're getting it on 5110 kilohertz, upper sideband on the shortwave underground experience.
Uh-oh.
And you drop us an email to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
There he is, the man!
Dr. Doc Brown just making the scene. Go ahead, Doc. You're just in time to give him the email address.
That would be lost@wbcq.com.
No, it's not. Clearly, Dr. Doc Brown stumbling in high on shrooms or something.
All right, www.tripod.com.
Oh, my God. Forget it, man.
http://www.tripod.com.
All right, there's only one way to stop this insanity.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Would you please get me, get me a cup of coffee? I would like a cup of coffee.
You see, Chesty being the intern, you feel like sometimes all you do is get us a coffee around here, Chesty. Is that all you're good for?
Oh, I thought I was worth more than that, but thanks a lot.
No, I'm just asking.
I thought I'd get beer.
All right, come on, Chesty. What you got? You got something great on tap, right?
No, it's been 5 years since Katrina.
Huh? Since
and
what?
I was
since
just saying.
What? I couldn't hear you. What?
Since Katrina.
What?
Since Katrina.
Okay.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Sad. But anyway, preparing for the next hurricane. So what does it always make you think of? It makes you think of...
It always makes me think of Fats Domino.
Fats Domino.
Sitting on the roof of his house.
Sitting out of the roof. So I just...
That really happened.
According, I think so, yeah. You know what? According to Ottoby's shot, that's exactly what happened. With the Fats Domino was sitting on the roof of his house while the water was going by and some helicopter had to come and fish him out.
So I've been actually riding the bicycle this week, and I really enjoy this record, and I think you will too.
Yeah, dig it.
Ain't got a Cadillac or a big automobile. I'm just a little guy, I'm not a big time wheel. But I can prove my love is true on my rocking bicycle that's built for two. We don't care if we live a lot of day. We don't care.
The little kitty bicycle. What are you, some kind of a nut?
Yeah, that's right, folks. Sitting over there on the phone, on the telephone, very patiently this entire time is your old pal Joe Stax. Let's see if we've got an audio on Joe Stax.
That's right, Joe Stax coming to you live and direct from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania tonight.
All right, Joe. All right, now look, it's standby because it's time. It's time for some countdown action. We got a new results on the poll. All right, and now Joe Stax has the results too, Doc. But you're lucky you're here. You can help him out.
Wait a minute. Are they the same ones?
What do you mean? It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. Bad math. Oh no, he has the same. Yes, he has the same stats as you.
Oh come on! You got to be freaking kidding
no,
me.
No, that's the. Those are the stats, man.
Joe. Notice something about the stats and what you know about percentages. And just look at the numbers and tell me that I'm not insane.
No, we only add up to 99% tonight.
See, every single time. I understand in the political polls how there is a plus or minus percentage of error.
It's called a standard deviation.
There cannot be a standard deviation when only 40 people vote. Like, there cannot be a standard deviation.
All right. Well, you want to...
But somehow he figures out how to make one, this guy, Jimmy Knight.
It's bad math, what can I tell you? But you know what? If you need money, I'll give you money.
Fuzzy
I don't
math.
Do no math. 100% interest is what I charge. All right. So what do you... What do you want to know? What do you got for us here? We had to, you, folks, you go to our website, lostdiscsradio.com. But speaking of that website, by the way, we do have an email in from Weasley Steve, who's listening on the internet stream live with us tonight.
Nice.
And he says he's going to grab a beer and pretend like he's there. Right? So you just pretend, make a little space for him over on that chair, Chesty, and we'll pretend that that's Weasley Steve there. We'll put a little half-empty beer bottle on that chair, and that's him. All right, so anyways, what you got? You got something? You got stats for me? You go to our website, you know.
Joe?
Lost Disc Radio at lostdiscsradio.com, and you vote for your favorite of the three record labels that we have up. And this is, we're going to count them down now in top three order the way you folks voted last month. Joe, give us the stats on this first one.
All right, here are the Joe stats from the poll, starting from the bottom end. Number three.
Joe stats.
9 votes, 18%, at least according to the polling website. Within the margin of error, I believe, the Sun Glow label.
Yes, sir.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10987654.
Yeah, dig it, folks. The Sun Glows on their very own label. Copy here, Doc. I don't know. The Sun Glows on the Sun Glow record label, you know. Out of Texas there. Kind of a...
Where are the singers?
Sorry.
Where are the singers?
Doc, this is what the kids call an instrumental.
Oh.
Yeah,
boring.
Man. Yeah. Well, what can I tell you? Want to play it backwards? Let's play it backwards and see if there's any satanic messages in this.
Wait. Got a number two coming up.
Here it comes. Hear that? There are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. All right. Okay. Not funny. Okay. Well, keep moving. You got what else? You got
Joe.
Okay.
Wait.
And, oh.
I gotta clean that needle off. It's getting all scratched up.
That's right. Well, you want to maintain. You want to keep that.
I'm sorry, Joe. We don't know what we're doing on here. Let me cue up the record first.
Children.
Oh yeah. This is gonna be a novelty thing, folks. Jeez. Can you tell? Stand by. All right, go ahead, Joe. Lay it on us.
Okay. Coming in at number two, with 10 votes, just edging out Sunglow, we have Sunbeam.
Whoa. Yeah, we do. The Sunbeam label with the DeJohn sisters. Oh, stand by.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10987654. Children, we all went to the zoo yesterday. Now, what did we all learn there? A Beatrice?
A blessed took a monkey for a ride in the air.
Beatrice!
The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
Beatrice!
The blessed tried to grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack.
Plus,
straighten up and fly right.
Plus,
straighten up and fly right.
Plus,
straighten up and fly right.
Plus,
cool down, teacher, don't you flip your wig.
What's
the use of a diving? What's the use of a diving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, teacher, don't you flip your wig.
It sounds like a lie, lie. ting tang, walla walla wing wang.
Yeah, all right. Come on, who gets that reference? Who gets that reference at the end of the record? It's like the, it, wait, you what? It's like who?
The little squirrels.
No.
The chipmunks.
Yes.
But not the chipmunks, the other guys, you know, before the chipmunks.
I want to hear, yeah, David Seville.
The
witch
David
doctor.
Seville,
before
the witch
he,
doctor. Ooh, ee, ooh, bing, bang, blah, blah, bing, bang.
Tell you what, I want to hear that backwards. Hang on. Let's see what that is backwards. That's got to be something.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's some kind of secret incantation.
Did you catch that?
Oh,
jeez. All right. Well, we're going to break the turntable here. Hey, that was the DeJohn Sisters out of Chester, Pennsylvania on the Sunbeam label. Yes, sir, doing the old Nat King Cole standard. Okay, now look. Here we go. Get ready. This is going to be exciting because not only can Joe Stacks give you the stats on the label, but he maybe can give you a little bit of background on the group. We've got the E-Types.
The number one?
The E-Types.
Wait a minute.
Are number one tonight.
Number one?
The big, big winner. 30 votes. 30. A total of 61% according to our pollsters.
Yes, sir. I'm queuing it up right now. What do you want to say about the E-Types? Anything real quick there, Joe?
Well, these kids were out of SoCal, from south of San Jose. They did the usual thing. They played the battles with the bands. They did a local... 45. They caught the ear of Ed Cobb, you know, the notorious producer of the Watch Band and the Sandells.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he produced a 45 for them, you know, and they, after a handful of singles on a bunch of labels, they kind of faded into obscurity. And really, it isn't until like the Nuggets collection in the 90s and, you know, a lot of those great groovy comps of 60s Garage, these guys really started to get noticed. And, you know, some again, in the 90s, you got the Sundays coming to the rescue and putting out some great collection of otherwise obscure material.
Yeah, matter of fact, this one we're playing tonight is written by their producer, Ed Cobb. Let's lay it on him tonight.
Yeah. Lost This Radio.
Number one.
Check it out exclusively. The E-Types. That is the out-of-sight sounds of the E-Types, folks, coming on your shortwave radio. Or maybe you're listening to us over at rockinradio.com, you know, where we do keep this sort of thing alive, you know, thanks to guys like Randy Tibbins. But we're live on tonight, thanks to guys like Alan Wiener and Cosmic Debris. And whoever's up there working that transmitter doing a great job tonight. Yeah, the feed. I told you the cable feed is going to be in and out, folks. Don't be offended. We'll do what we can to stay on the air. And once again, if you're getting it live tonight, drop us an email. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. And you must spell that word discs with a C, you know, as in the kind of discs that we're spinning here for you.
Make sure you spell Yahoo with a Y.
By the way, let's see. Who's this? We got an email in from some guy named Joel. Oh, well, this is, I beg your pardon, it's Earwax. He's digging it out in Nebraska tonight. Got it on 5110.
Nebraska?
Yeah, he's got somewhere between a 7 and a 9 and the old S meter. All right, so that's a pretty good signal making it out to Nebraska tonight, folks. You see what I'm saying? If you're getting it tonight on August 28th, 2010, drop it in. We'd love to hear from you. All right, so now we're all very curious about this next group. Chesty ended up finding a record by the Damnation of Adam Blessing. Matter of fact,
wow.
Doc,
where?
I try to hip you up to this. On the A side of this record, they do a version of Morning Dew.
That's right. You did try to hook me up to that. And what'd I do? Cut you off?
I don't know. You just didn't respond.
We were talking about
this. Dude, come on. I got busier things to do.
No, I think I was looking for a telephone.
Nah.
Like a telephone booth. They're hard to find these days.
No, no kidding.
Right.
All right. So anyways, Joe, lay it on us because we're going to spin the B side of this thing.
Okay. Well, the Damnation of Adam Blessing came from the Cleveland area. Ohio. They have a pretty decent sound. I mean, I've heard, I have a copy of their second album called Second Damnation. I've heard their cover of Last Train to Clarksville, which is pretty solid. And apparently they took their name from a novel called The Damnation of Adam Blessing. And their vocalist took over the name Adam Blessing, you know, because he's the front man. They managed to, believe it or not, cut three albums for the UK label. And I don't think they ever really charted with anything. So that's a good record for, you know, three LPs without any chart action.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised they had that much stuff out. All right, well, let's get into it tonight, folks. Hold on to something, because here it comes. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
If the moonstone echoes softly on the shroud behind your mind, you feel the color warp within you, and you know the reason why. You take a 20 karat brownie and a 50 karat stone, then you put them both together, and you never feel alone. Take your technicolor daydream, oh, let your mind and soul unwind. You walk a mile into a mirror, yeah, travel sideways into time. You won't forget the things you saw there, nor the feeling that you've known. Look into my little cookbook, and you never feel alone. Yeah, feed your mind.
shaky technicolor daydream. Oh, let your mind and soul unwind. You walk a mile into a mirror. Yeah, travel sideways into time. You won't forget the things you saw there.
Unbelievably transplendent. I was at the Stones concert in Altamont when they killed that guy, remember?
Yeah, were you? I was at an Alice Cooper thing where six people were rushed to the hospital with bad vibes.
Long hair, shaggy beard,
for the times are a changing. Now that's what Bobby Dylan sings.
And your father to your sister to explain that you're tired of yourself and all of your creation.
Flash coming to you tonight. What can I tell you?
The Daily Flash.
Yes. Oh, here it comes.
If I had a band, if I formed a band,
you right? did.
Yes, they would be called Just Wait Till Monday. That would be the name of my band.
That's going to be all right.
Just Wait Till Monday.
All right, I'm just waiting.
Wait, I was watching a documentary on Bigfoot last week, and. An artifact they found, and it was constantly described as the hand of unknown origin.
Right.
Ooh.
And that would be my band name right now.
The Hand of Unknown Origin.
Yeah.
Yeah, or possibly Band of Unknown Origin, but I like Hand better.
Just wait till Monday.
Hey, Joe, that wasn't an episode of In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy, was it?
No. Oh, those are great.
Actually, a recent, fairly tepid work called Bigfoot Lives. You can stream it through Netflix, which is what I did. And then you can laugh.
Just wait till Monday.
Hey, listen, let's keep going here. First of all, the Daily Flash, Joe, you dig these guys. Face it, they're covering a Dylan tune there with Queen Jane Approximately. Hey, let's send that one out.
Wow.
Let's back announce, send that one out to Jane of Cosmic Debris, Lumpy Gravy Radio Show fame. Let's send that. Go ahead. Officially send that out to Jane.
Ew.
Lumpy Gravy. Doc, do it.
Jane at Lumpy Gravy, Queen Jane Approximately. Awesome.
All right. Anyway, hope you caught that earlier tonight here, folks, on 5110. Speaking of 5110, go ahead, Joe. I got some emails to announce after you give it to us on the Daily Flash.
All right, man. Hey, these guys originally came from the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle area. They're like the first hippie band from the area that brought us like the Sonics and the Galaxies. So, you know, they were the beginning of a whole new scene, and they headed down south to San Francisco to get into the groove. And, you know, they landed in the ballroom scene. They cut a few singles, and really that's about it. Great stuff. Unfortunately, they just never, you know, caught that break, never got an album during their lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the new Tweety Brothers. You just got to dig them. You got to dig in and dig them.
Yeah, man. It's worth pointing out that was not the studio version that came out on 45. That was that was live at the Whiskey A Go Go in November of 66 for the Daily Flash there. All right, and before that, of course, it was Gong, right, with the Rational Anthem. That, hey, you know, they were singing that in D.C. over the weekend over at Sharpton's thing, down at Asshat Beck's thing. What was his name? Crap Ass?
Who?
You know that guy? That guy from the New Haven radio station who, you know.
Beck?
Yeah, that, you know, two turntables and a microphone. He was, wasn't that the same guy?
Got a devil's haircut in my mind.
That's the same guy, isn't right. it? He just kind of like sold out. Anyways, yeah. Gong in there with the Rational
Anthem.
Somebody
we know has a picture of him doing lines in the studio.
Change the world. Yes, they are. And if you dig that kind of thing, folks, check out Gong and check out The Soft Machine. That's sort of a spinoff project from The Soft Machine.
Yeah.
And before that, we kicked it off with Damnation of Adam Blessing on the United Artists record label. Chesty scored that one down at the Goodwill. Now, before we run out of time, we got to say hi to Dave in Silver Springs, Maryland, who tried to get us on 5110 kilohertz shortwave but couldn't get it. So now he's streaming us on the internet live as we're doing this. And also, now here you go, Kevin out in South Central Wisconsin getting it on 5110 tonight. He's got, let's see, an S5, between an S5 and an S7 with an old dipole 30-foot on the Kenwood R2000 receiver, sounding good. Well, thanks. Folks, like I said, we're on live tonight thanks to Alan Wiener and Cosmic Debris and those guys. And also over at rockinradio.com. Check us out over there, and we're going to go real quick into a request that we had from one of our listeners in Nova Scotia. This
hey.
One goes out to Jason, who requested a little bit of Fat Mattress.
Lean in, Kugels.
Yeah.
With Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Take a long time for me to tell.
Parasite Sounds of Fat Mattress off their second LP, Fat Mattress 2, going out by request.
The Fat Mattress.
Tonight to Halifax. To
no way.
Jason.
The Fat Mattress by request.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding? Well, thanks for being with us tonight, folks. Getting on the underground shortwave experience of WBCQ, 5110 kilohertz upper slob band. Or over at rockandradio.com. Or check us out on the internet at lostdiscsradio.com. And thanks to Joe Stacks for being on live with us tonight, buddy.
Always a pleasure. Hey, if any of our listeners are going to be in the Pittsburgh area the weekend of September 11th, drop in to Johnny Cash Day at the Elks Lodge 339 in Pittsburgh's North Side. It's the five-hour tribute to the Man in Black.
All right. And we will catch you next month here on Lost Discs Radio. Stay tuned on rockinradio.com for RLT Rockin' Archives Music Magazine and DJ Blast and the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips. And stay cool, folks.
Beware the Ring of Fire.
Yes, I think it has been a great success because, like, the people who came here have been really turned on by what's happened here. And they've gone away saying, what a beautiful thing, we must have more like this.